everyone. This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book titled You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. That book is out of publication, but I've written an ebook which captures all the elements of my prior book. It's called How to Weigh Less Permanently. No diets, no exercise required, really. So let's get right to it. If you listen to this, you weigh too much, or you think you weigh too much. You're overweight, people may even call you fat or obese. So the first, I will explain to you how to eliminate your problem and how to weigh less permanently, a lot less, pretty much anything you want to, and yes, it's free. It won't cost you a dime. So here we are. You weigh too much, let's say 20, 30 pounds. Let's also say that at some point in time in your life, you weighed a lot less. So then you gained weight. But you knew all along you were gaining weight. You could have stopped it at any moment by saying, gee whiz, I don't want to be fat, I don't want to gain weight, so then don't put so much food in your mouth. Now, we went over this before, let's do it again. In order to solve your problem permanently, you need to understand what the problem is. Let's look at eating again. What is eating? That's all. You put food in your mouth, you taste it, you chew it, and you swallow it. That's it. That's the whole thing. That's all there is to it. That's the issue. You really don't want that food in your system because it'll make you fat or overweight and unhappy or depressed, but you still put it in your mouth and you swallow it. So why did you do it? So in order to understand this, let's go over first what everyone else is telling you, and which is categorical nonsense. There is no one out there telling you the absolute truth except me. First, people tell you that you are fat because of biology and humans evolved to gain weight. Nonsense. 75 years ago, nobody was fat. Where was biology then? So that's foolishness. And then they say, oh, you have to make better choices of foods. Also nonsense. If you could have, you would have. As I will be explaining to you, you didn't have a choice. You needed to put that food in your mouth, even though you knew it was going to make you fat or overweight. Then people say, oh, you need eating programs or willpower. That's not sensible. That's idiotic. If you could have done this, you would have. And you don't need to go to meetings or get books or follow anybody's advice. You can do it yourself. And they say, oh, well, you must change your lifestyle. Baloney. Your lifestyle is simply a reflection of how you satisfy your emotional needs with food. So, and then you must change your mindset. That's also crazy. Your problem is not in your mind. Your problem, not all. It's not in biology. It's nowhere. The problem is you needed to put the food in your mouth. So if you're trying to lose weight, forget it. Because something like 95% of everybody who goes on diets gains the weight back. So why even try? But let me ask you a more important question. Let's say you weigh 20 or 30 pounds overweight. Now, why don't you weigh 40 or 50 pounds overweight? Why where you are? So the issue is then, how come you did it and why did you stop? And if you lose weight, why did you gain it back? So let's start with the fundamental issues. Let's talk about your concept of an appetite. You say you have a big appetite. What do you mean when you say you have a big appetite? You really want a lot of food in your system because it'll make you overweight or fat? Or do you want the food in your mouth? This is a key distinction. And once you understand this, you will understand how to do this and how to eliminate the need you feel to put food in your mouth. There are no diets. There are no fixes. There is nothing like that. Don't believe any of that nonsense you read or you see in magazines. Those people all want your money. I don't want any of your money. Save your money. You'll need it for new clothes. So the issue is then, why did you put all that food in your mouth? Now, you can tell yourself whatever you want, but you couldn't stop yourself. That's the fact of the matter. You could have tried all you want, and you probably did, but you put enough food in your mouth to gain weight, but yet you stopped at a certain level. You don't weigh 100 pounds overweight, really, why not? Because, and this will be a difficult concept for you to grasp now, but you'll understand it, you weigh what you are emotionally comfortable weighing. You say, John, that's crazy, I hate what I weigh. This is stupid, this is idiotic. No, really? Then why do you keep going back to that weight? Why can't you ever weigh less? So if you, let's say you paid some money to some diet program, hundreds, thousands of dollars, and you thought you lost weight, then you gained it back. Really, how come? So you say, well, I don't know, I just gained it back. Maybe you gained even more. I'll tell you why, because when you got your weight down through losing weight, or whatever you want to call it, you became nervous. You became anxious, like you weren't putting enough food in your mouth. Keep in mind that you're doing this for emotional reasons, which is nobody ever has explained this to you except me, and I don't want any money. It's free. So how do you deal with an emotional need? First, you have to recognize it. You have to understand exactly what you've been doing. You weigh, and understand this, and you'll become clear as we go through these podcasts. You, on purpose, weigh what you weigh. You know, may not like it intellectually, but emotionally, it makes you comfortable. You may hate it, but you're stuck there. So the question is, how do I get rid of it? How do I change it? How do I eliminate the emotional need? Stick with me. This is John Thomas. We'll cover it in subsequent podcasts. Thank you.